Watch. This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, unlike some of those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it for free, as does our friend Gardner Goldsmith, who's sitting in with me tonight, sitting in for our normal co-host, Mark, who is actually down in Florida tonight. He is on a little vacay, some much-needed R&R.
I'm sure Mark would say maybe regular rather than normal co-host. He's a self-deprecating sort of guy. So, yeah, good job for him taking some time off. Hope he's having a great time.
Absolutely. And the show is, as always, where you can call about anything. And as I was going to mention your website, Garner, which is libertyconspiracy.com. People can go there. And you give your stuff away for free, too, which is good.
Yeah, you got to give
free
it away now like
good.
A Red Hot Chili Pepper sip, baby.
We like free. So, hey, by the way, want to welcome, before we get right into the phone calls, because that is the point of the show, you call about anything. I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, and it's a big one. 970 WFLA is on board tonight in Tampa Bay, and I'm especially excited about this because, as you know, Gardner, I came from Florida. I was born and raised down there, spent 26 years in the Sarasota area, and left to move to New Hampshire. And we can talk about why I moved to New Hampshire in a little
bit. Great reasons, that's for sure.
But so I'm intimately familiar with the Suncoast and the Tampa Bay area, which is where the 970 WFLA covers. It's the number two station in the market, 12 plus.
Wow.
The only station that beats 970 in the ratings is some old person's music station. That's where everyone goes down there to die. So it's you can't beat the music of your life format or whatever they call
right
it.
On,
you know.
Right on. Well, obviously, the people who run it are making good decisions, and they made a good decision bringing you in, my friend.
Yeah, I think it was a big, I think it's their first weekend revamp that they've done. They added a bunch of new shows, and we were part of it, so it's exciting to be on board. Welcome to all our listeners there in Tampa Bay. The number here, 800-259-9231. We'll talk about why it is I moved up to New Hampshire here in a bit, but let's go first to your phone calls. Jason is on the line in Florida listening to WFTL. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Got a
question for you. Watching all these pundits say that the race is over in the politicians' race for the Democratic nomination, if in fact it's over and Barack has won this thing, why are not all these undecided delegates running and setting up the victory party for him right now? Why is this still going on?
Well, Ian and I were sort of chatting about that. What do you think, my friend?
You asking me? I don't even know. I don't pay much attention to the Republicans and Democrats and all the ins and outs of
it. It becomes painful after a while. But I was watching a little bit of the Democrats meeting down there today, and the whole panel weighing in on what's going on with the Florida delegates. And I think the reason that everything is not really shaken out yet is because people are wondering whether Hillary Clinton's going to drop the legal bomb and whether or not there's going to be real unrest because of Michigan and Florida not having their delegates seated. I think that's why it's been going on and on. It's like a bad dream. You just can't get up from it. And I think that's what's going on. People are waiting if the other shoe drops, if legal action is taken. And I wouldn't put it past her.
The thing I find hilarious is that, I'm on the other side just watching them go at each other's throats, is that Barack is this power to bring everybody together. He can't unify his own party. And if I don't understand why the media says it's over when it's still going. The powers that be there can't put it together. So
she wants to, Jason, she wants to bring it right to the convention. That's what she wants. I don't think she's going to stop. I don't know. Her ego just seems so huge that it would be quite amazing if she did step away from it.
I could comment on the media aspect of your question. Why do they just make these declarations? Because they feel like they can. You know, they feel as though they have so much influence over the people who consume their product, the CNNs and the Fox Newses out there. And so they just declare things, and they hope that that's the way things will go. I mean, we saw it happen with the Ron Paul campaign. They declared that Ron Paul wasn't a real candidate, and they barely gave him any coverage as a result of that, which was unfortunate, but that's the game and that's how it's played. Luckily, things are changing in the world, and the internet is coming up as far as new media is concerned. It's really becoming a competitor to the old media kind of powerhouses, and they're losing, certainly newspapers are really getting their butts kicked.
Yeah, and Ian, you know, you set me off a little bit, and Jason, you did too, because if you look at what's been going on with these primaries, one of the things that nobody seems to see, especially the media people, and you know, these people work in this industry. If they took half a second to actually do a little research and look at some things, one of the things that's interesting about the Florida situation, I thought it was just the Democrats in their own party making a decision to move up their primary in Florida. And so they went up against national rules, hence the national rules said that they weren't going to have their delegates seated. So I said, you know what? Too bad for you. You guys made your own decision. You wallow in your own filth, you know? But I found out today that it was a bill. It was a bill that moved the primary for both the Republicans and the Democrats that was passed by a majority Republican legislature. Mm. And that forced the Democrats to move their primary up. And so, of course, Hillary Clinton went in and campaigned. She wants everybody seated there. And Barack Obama didn't campaign. And nobody is observing here. None of the pundits, none of these people. And what really ticks me off is I'm saying, why is the state involved in a contest for popularity? It says nothing. It's within the party.
Well, probably because the Democrats don't want to have to pay for it, right?
I mean, or yeah, the Republicans. Well, you're right. You're right. They go to schools. The schools are air conditioned or heated wherever you are by government money.
Sure.
The police show up. They're paid for through tax money. It's not like the parties reimburse them. I just do not understand.
It's the same thing where they get money. They get money for their campaigns, or not their campaigns, but they do get money for their campaigns. Mm-hmm. They get matching funds,
yep.
And they also get money for their conventions.
Yes,
a lot of money for the conventions comes from
why in the world,
state?
Jason? Now
taxpayers.
You're down. Yeah, exactly. You're down there in the belly of the beast right now, and you know I'm going off on a tangent. I'm exploding because this really bothers me. I do not. If you're gonna have, if I'm gonna have the president of the Doctor Who Appreciation Society go, you know, why in the hell am I supposed to be able to get police to guard the thing, be able to have it in a school, and have laws written about how it's going to be conducted? It's insane.
It's a great point, but Jason hung up, so he's not going to be able to answer you.
Right on.
Thank you for the call, Jason. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We continue with Mick in Pennsylvania. It's very rare that someone actually calls at the very end of a show, and I invite them to call on the next show at the top of the show. But Mick did it. Mick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, first of all, I just wanted to thank you guys. I started listening about 6 months ago, and you guys really opened my eyes to what's going on and whatnot. I actually work for the federal government.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was pretty... disgusted already with what was going on, but you really opened my eyes to, you know, everything that was going on more and more. But what I wanted to bring up, when I started listening, you guys were talking about the Lakota Nation.
Yes.
I was wondering if there was any more about that, where I can find out more and stuff like that. I was really interested, and I was wondering if there was any more about that.
You know what? Russell Means had mentioned a website when he was on here. Russell Means is the man who's behind that. He's a great libertarian activist and, of course, obviously Native American. Also an actor, Hollywood actor. And you know what? I can poke around if you want, maybe during a break or something, and see if I can dig it up. I know that we put his interview up on our website, and I might have linked to it there. But probably the best thing to do would be to just Google search Lakota Nation and Russell Means, okay. And you'll find out anything recent. Usually, our listeners are real Johnny on the spot when it comes to sending in updates to a story, and so I would be surprised if I missed it. But it's certainly possible that I missed it. I can't possibly, take in everything,
right.
Every news item and every story update that comes out. I think the last we heard was that there was some internal conflict, I guess, among the Lakota, where some of the Lakota were saying, well, we're not down with this secession thing, and Russell and his crew were saying, well, we're going to secede anyway. So
right.
I don't know where it stands at the moment. If you want to hang on, we'll see if we can dig something up. I don't know if you have access to the internet. But hang on, dude. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll find out about the Lakota Nation in case you don't know about it. The Lakota tribe, which spans several states in America, is talking about, or was talking about, essentially withdrawing from the United States, which nice. I think is fantastic.
Way to go, guys.
I wish we could do that here. Oh, in fact, that's the plan.
I'm fine with anything in my blood.
More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-683-.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912 or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything, the live Saturday edition toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include archives. If you're a brand-new listener tonight picking us up on WFLA in Tampa, you should know we do this show 6 nights a week, not just on Saturdays. And so if you've missed a moment, and you've missed a lot of them, you can go to freetalklive.com. FrontPageTalkLive.com and just download them right there from the front page of the website. In fact, you can download an entire year's worth of the show, all for free, at FreeTalkLive.com. And you need to know that in Chapter 5 of Freedom Engineering, an online anarcho-capitalist adventure series, Tad Galahad catches something in his spam can. Go to freedom-engineering.com to find out what. That's freedom-engineering.com. 800-259-9231. Just a little info for Mick in Pennsylvania, since he asked about the Lakota Nation and the status of that, in case you're just tuning in. I think it was back in December when Russell Means, American Indian activist and libertarian, announced that the Lakota tribe was going to withdraw from the United States. Essentially, the U.S. government has broken all kinds of treaties. I mean, they've just broken agreement after agreement after agreement with the Native Americans in this country. And so Russell Means basically said, we've had it. We're done with you. And if you're not going to honor these agreements, then we're out of here. And that was the last I'd heard after that point, was that someone, I guess, in some governmental structure within the Lakota had said, well, Russell Means doesn't speak for the Lakota, so therefore he's not going to get away with this. We like the federal government, and we're just fine, because they've got their flunkies, right, that have been elected to these positions. So after doing quite a bit of digging there during the break on Google, it looks like Russell has got himself a website, RussellMeansFreedom.com, and it appears he is running for the president of the Oglala Sioux tribe. So it sounds to me like Russell is now running for the position that was opposing him the last we'd heard. So perhaps he will get elected to that position and then have more clout, if you will, to actually secede.
I would love to see him on TV even more, see him on the internet more. He's a great spokesman for freedom, and I love the idea that the Lakota Nation could pull land, property, out of, I'm looking at the map, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Wyoming, going back to treaties back to 1868. That is cool. Very cool.
So we'll see what happens. It appears that their election is this year, November 4th, so maybe we'll know more in November of this year.
Wow.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to your phone calls, and we'll talk to Doug in Florida, listening on WFLA. Hello, Doug.
Hey, this is Doug in WFLA, Florida. I was listening to you earlier, and you talked about the Florida bill that moved the primary up.
Yeah, can you tell me any more about that?
It was actually proposed by a Democratic legislator, and it passed unanimously in the Florida legislature. Both Democrats and Republicans all voted yes to it.
Oh, that's so sweet. That is just hilarious. And now all these people, they're hoist by their own petard, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, these people who love the state comes back to bite them, and they don't learn their lessons. They just looked at each little selective instance, and they say, oh, but the system isn't the problem. If we just put the right people in, everything would be fine.
Ugh. No, sorry, the system is the problem. The fact is, institutionalized coercion and violence is always going to result in unintended consequences. It doesn't matter how nice the people are that you elect.
Right.
Doug, any other thoughts?
No, that was all I wanted to clarify.
Thanks for the call, dude.
We appreciate it, Doug.
Daniel in Clearwater Springs, listening on WFLA. What did I tell you about this
all
audience?
All right, FLA.
Daniel, you're on Free Talk.
Yes, FLA.
Hello,
and,
Daniel.
The reason I'm calling is about that Father Flagger that was at Obama's Trinity
Obama's
Church.
Friend. Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, the thing is, he also, now, it's not being reported on TV, but I heard it on the radio on a few different stations, that he's calling for white people in America to give up their 401ks and to give up their trust funds, you know, for reparations.
Oh,
and the thing is, the Catholic Church, who has piggybacked them, you know, through the 2,000 years, it was Europeans.
Right.
And now, and that's why I was hesitant about that German Pope. I was hesitant about his, you know, election.
Yeah.
I think they should have stuck with a Italian. That's just my opinion.
I don't see what the relevance of any of this is. Well, who cares what some guy in a church thinks?
Well, I think he should be defrocked.
Are you a Catholic?
Yes.
Well, you should probably take that up with your
Catholic
church.
Yes.
Really, I mean, it seems like a non-issue. I mean, all kinds of people in religion have all various different opinions on things. I don't really see how one particular guy's opinion is any more relevant than the rest of them.
Well, you see, the Democrats are always crying about the evangelicals getting involved in politics. And this guy, you know, with his mocking of Hillary, which I approve of.
Sure.
You know, he definitely was mixing religion and politics.
Well, you know, it's a huge double standard. I found it amusing what the guy was saying about Hillary Clinton, how when she was crying because she was a white woman entitled to this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it was sort of, oh, here we go again. Obama must be sitting there going, oh, why did I associate with these kinds of people for so long? Well, we know why, because he wanted to, you know, get his street cred out there. But, you know, that's all sort of horse race stuff. To me, you know, the organized religion, the Democrats and the leftists and the collectivists, it's no problem and has been no problem for them, people like Jesse Jackson, to walk into a church and say that the government of the United States owes a particular group or a particular race or whatever something. And on the other side of it, if conservatives do that sort of thing, talking about their issues like abortion or something like that, then that's mixing religion and politics. And, oh, for God's sake, it's terrible.
You know, what solved this problem?
Yeah. Out of
get
it.
Rid of politics.
Right.
Get rid of the state, and then we don't have to worry about this anymore. How do you feel about
exactly.
that?
No, we can't go to anarchy.
Oh, that's, you know, not anarchy. It's called the free marketplace.
Okay, well, I appreciate your show.
Thanks
I'm glad
for the call,
you're
baby.
On this area.
I'm glad you called. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Anarchy is such a nasty sounding
Everybody
term.
Everybody thinks it means chaos. All it means is the removal of government, and I like free market better. Go to freedom. Why have to force people? The very existence of government connotes forcing people to do things even if they don't want to. You're going to have to pay for the police force even if you don't want to. What if you don't want to spend that much money?
You know what I think the problem is? People, with the term anarchy, people have been led to believe, and it goes back to the media, which we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
People have been led to believe that anarchy means no rules. Right?
Yeah.
But, and you could make an argument, it depends on what dictionaries you look in and all that, which is why I don't like to use that term.
Right.
Because I'm in favor of rules. I like rules. We have rules on this show. You're not allowed to say certain words,
Absolutely.
Otherwise we're going to have to drop your call, for instance, because we have to protect our radio station.
We all have rules in our social interactions.
Right.
So you and I have rules about how we treat each other. I'm not going to punch you in the face. You're not going to spit at me. We're friends.
Right.
We're talking.
I might ask that you take your shoes off when you come into my house. That's
a private
rule.
We don't need government to create these rules for us. We can do
Absolutely
this with
not.
Each other.
Absolutely not. So individuals setting private rules on private property is really all we need. If you don't like the rules, don't go on that person's property. What's wrong with that? 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. You can bring up anything to Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nun-X Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nun-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nun-X Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's right to redress.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. You can get interactive. Over 1,700 pages are there. And they were all created by our listeners, so you can go and you can change whatever you see there, pretty much, on the wiki. It's almost completely user-editable, so it's like the listener-editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's Internobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Internobs.com. We go continuing to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Brian in Colorado. Or actually, you're not in Colorado at the moment, are you, Brian?
I am in Ohio as we speak.
Brian in Ohio. You're actually on your way to New Hampshire, as I was on my way to New Hampshire about 2 years ago. And so what's going on tonight?
Well, part of the Free State Project, as you came up for. Making my way there. The holodeck computer says 799 miles to go.
The movement continues and grows.
So what were you calling about
That's
tonight?
Right. Well, a trip update. I blew another tire in my trailer today, so I spent a couple hours in Davenport getting some new tires, $300 a piece.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Super high pressure tires. Anyway, I think I'll be good for the rest of the way. But should be there hopefully on Sunday.
Excellent.
But I have a small world story.
Okay.
As I've told you guys before, maybe not for the Saturday listeners, but I bought this truck and a trailer because I looked into moving commercially, and it was going to be at least $40,000. So I figured by that time I've already paid for the truck and trailer.
Yeah, but by your own.
It's nice. It's nice to drive on cruise control. So anyway, I'm bringing a load there now, my household goods, And the next time I call into Free Talk Live, you can introduce me as Brian from New Hampshire.
All right. Yeah, fantastic, man.
I'll be heading back. I'll be deadheading back. You know, nothing, because I got to pick up some farm equipment and then heading back and get some horses. So there's this, you know, I hate going all that way empty without any revenue. expensive at diesel pushing $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
So there's a great site called U-Ship. And what it is, you know, you buy something on eBay, you know, a car or something big you need shipped. And, you know, commercial shippers are charging a fortune these days.
Sure.
But you know, I'll be going back, and you can put in bids as an individual. If you have some room in your truck or whatever, and people need to move their apartment across town, or they need to move, you know, a car across the country, so you just put in bids. It's a very interactive site.
So it's kind of like somebody places a want ad, and they say, I need this to get from here to there, and then you can bid as somebody who could potentially do the job.
Yeah, it's pretty sophisticated. You go out there and you can say, you know, I don't want to pay more than $1,500 to move this car, or you know, whatever the parameters are. And then U-Ship gets their piece of it. They charge your credit card right away for the shipper, the guy who's getting the money. And then I have to deal then with the person I'm shipping with to pay for it then. Usually it's half up front and you get half on the other end. But it's a great site, and you can do like what I did is said, I'm going from this zip code to that zip code. Show me everything that's along the route. So I might pick up something in Chicago and take it back to, you know, Kansas City or something, just part way. And I might, you know, then stop in Kansas City and take something back to Colorado.
Wow, that is way cool.
That's a cool system.
So then it allows people like you to sort of play off of one another and essentially bid down the price to the point where you might get a cheaper rate than you would have otherwise.
And you know, if I haul your car, I'm not gonna charge you $5 a mile like a commercial shipper would have to do to pay the salary and the truck and everything else. I just want a couple of bucks to help pay for the gas.
Yeah, you know, were gonna make it because you were gonna make the trip anyway. You weren't making a special trip just for them. Cool.
Well, I can do it for maybe $500 instead of a shipper would charge $2,500.
Nice. I like that idea. That interweb thing.
I'll get as much as I can. But so my wife, the lovely Heidi, found something. Somebody shipping three cats from Aurora, Colorado, which is just north of us, to Keene, New Hampshire.
How about that? That's where we do the show from.
That's right. That's awesome. So I said, I'm not going to ship stupid cats. You know, they're gonna stink up the truck, and I got two dogs here. And but anyway, I bid on it anyway, just to see what would happen. And I put in a bid, the girl wrote back and said, bid denied. You know, we're not ready to go yet. I said, no, I'm leaving on this day. Well, it turns out, I said, well, you know, why are you going to Keene? And she said, well, have you ever heard of the Free State Project?
Wow. What are the odds?
you're kidding.
Whoa.
So not just that, but she happens to be a friend of Nick, your co-host on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. His girlfriend. How about that?
Yeah.
She's one of our amplifiers, as a matter of fact.
That is great, man.
That's right.
All right. Now we know.
So are you going to haul the cats or not?
Well, I just had one cat. They're not quite ready yet. Nick, I guess, is looking for an apartment. So I got one cat, Oliver, and she'll bring the other two in her car when they finally come.
Nice.
So he's been zero trouble. He's just been sitting here in the front seat, and my German Shepherd just loves him, but he loves him putting his mouth, you know, putting his head in her mouth.
That's a cool story, Brian. Thank you for sharing it tonight, and good luck with your trip, and thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. Brian Travis coming up here to New Hampshire, as I did a couple years ago. Gardner, you're a New Hampshire native, so you didn't have to move anywhere. It was nice for you.
Yeah, I got lucky.
But what's going on is the Free State Project. He mentioned it a couple of times there, and for those of our listeners that are new to the program, you probably will be hearing a lot about the Free State Project in the coming days, because I'm a member of the Free State Project, as is our normal co-host, Mark, and the idea is a very simple one. The idea is to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists all to the same place. In this case, New Hampshire was the chosen place. There are over 8,000 members at this point, and the deal is you aren't really required to move, and of course no one's going to make you do anything, right? You aren't. The agreement is that you will move once, there's a 5-year window once they reach 20,000. So it's a long-term project, but there are people that are moving early, like us. We moved up a couple years ago. Brian's coming up with his family, and there have been hundreds of people that have moved up early, and as a result, we've really seen some amazing, just amazing pro-freedom activism going on here in New Hampshire, and as a native have really seen the difference.
What a change. What a change. You know, if it weren't for the Free State Project members, this state would be in so much trouble, and these guys have done great work. Business people starting up bars, starting up breweries, people who do carpentry, now state representatives.
And we're seeing civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And
that is a wonderful
sort of in the mode of Rosa Parks or Gandhi. I mean, there's some just amazing activism here. And, of course, we'll talk more about it. But we got to go to your phone calls. Let's go to Skip listening in Charleston, West Virginia on WVTS. Hello, Skip.
Skip? Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just heard you talking about Russell Means and the Lakota Nation and how they were going to secede.
Yes, that's what he'd like to do.
I think they ought to do it.
I think so, too.
Pine Ridge Reservation several times to a powwow called Brotherhood Days.
Yeah.
Those people are nice.
I bet they are. And the federal government is nasty, so absolutely they should secede. In fact, I think more people should secede. I think every state in the union should secede. Why is it that anybody even thinks that there's a need for the federal government? I mean, we could... I don't think there's need for any government, certainly, why would anyone think that there's a need for a federal government?
And for people who aren't familiar with the freedom philosophy, many people don't understand that the states have the right to secede. That's
they could the join. Founded. They can leave.
They
right?
can leave. You know, what sort of a union is it if it's held together at the end of a gun, like Lincoln
like
did?
Like Lincoln.
Absolutely atrocious. Just unbelievable. People ought to take a chance to look at The Real Lincoln by Thomas DiLorenzo or some of the works of the Von Mises Institute on this. And I was just going to mention, Ian and I were talking off the air, back in the 70s out on Alcatraz Island, some Indians had a claim to the island. The federal government wasn't using it anymore out in the bay, and so they moved on to the island. These Indians had a title to it from way back in the 1800s, and guess what? Even though the federal government wasn't using it, they could not allow for that little sign of autonomy, that little digit thrown right in the face of the federal government. They went in, they surrounded it, they tried to starve them out, eventually they tried to burn them out. And they got rid of them in the 70s.
The history of governments is just hurting people and killing people. Skip, thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You bring up anything, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Thanks for calling Sunset or Awnings. How can I help you?
I just saw your ad, and what's the catch?
Catch?
It says I can improve my deck and increase my outdoor living space for under $600. What's the catch?
No catch. A Sunset or Awning opens in 60 seconds and keeps your deck or patio about 20 degrees cooler. It's like a whole new outdoor room.
So I can use my deck more often, even when it's unbearably hot out, for under $600?
That's right. But there is one more thing.
Ah, the catch.
We're going to send you a $200 savings certificate just for calling. Your awning could be as low as $398, and we'll also include it a free informational DVD.
Uh-huh. Wait, did you say $398?
There's no catch. Improve your deck or patio with America's number one best-selling retractable awning. Call now for your $200 savings certificate and free DVD. Enjoy your deck or patio this summer for as low as $398. Call 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Stakel's CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the show, and it is Ian here with you.
And it's Gart.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And if you like the show, you're enjoying Free Talk Live, then go and buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you're buying, there's 41 categories to shop in. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Huge selection, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And a cut goes to Free Talk Live if you start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls about whatever you want, we go to George, listening in Washington to KUSA. Hello, George.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. Right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm coming back from the Washington State Republican Convention as a delegate. And my question to you guys is, since McCain's going to be the presumptive nominee, what do you guys think... The McCain Republicans, do you think they're worried about the Ron Paul?
When you say worried, what do you mean?
Well, whether or not that they're going to get the support, that whether or not the Ron Paul guys are going to end up voting for them.
Well, I can tell you, anybody I know that likes Ron Paul would never vote for John McCain.
Yeah, I think they've written him off, whether or not that bothers them or annoys them.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
Who cares?
With the Bob Barr libertarian thing, I was in Washington on Wednesday, and, you know, he's polling at 5-6% in various polls, and down in D.C., there are a lot of people who have been very eager to see someone siphon votes off from McCain. These are people, conservatives within the Republican Party, and I was talking to many of them at a dinner, and they were saying they're very happy, and they think the best thing for the Republican Party would be to see Barack Obama win. So
yeah, I have to agree with you there. I'm a Ron Paul supporter. I think I'm going to vote for Ron Paul, and I think a lot of other people want to. They don't want John McCain to win. A lot of Republicans don't.
No, they don't. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, as far as that goes, all this calculus and all these different people making all these different decisions about, well, if we get this other guy to pull some votes away from McCain, that'll be helpful because in the long run, the Republican Party will have to come back and go through a trial by fire. If Obama's elected, they'll come back more conservative.
It's such nonsense. These people, they keep telling themselves this story that at some point, if they just keep trying hard enough, these Republicans will be small government all of a sudden. No, they're not. I mean, what will happen is if Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton gets elected this year, yes, you will see a resurgence in the talk. They'll start talking a good game again about, oh, smaller government, we need smaller government. And then, of course, all the Republicans will get all jazzed up again because, oh boy, we need smaller government. And then they'll elect some more Republicans and you'll get what you got in the late 90s and the early 2000s. And that's the biggest, and that's a big, big increase in government.
You
in
guys,
fact, the Republicans have presided over the largest increase in government in recent history. So
absolutely.
It's just a joke to think that these people are going to change their spots.
And you know what? Anybody who thinks that these guys going through a crucible is somehow going to make them better, just look at, remember in the 1990s when the Republicans swept in during Bill Clinton's second administration, they came in and everybody was so excited because they were going to change things. They had the contract with America under Newt Gingrich, right? Well, what very few people know but has been acknowledged by conservative publications like Human Events and things like that was that shortly after they passed the contract with America, Newt Gingrich got all of the people together who basically handle all the requests for various earmarks and things like that, and he said, give everyone anything they want because we have to make sure we get elected, reelected. So the conservative revolution died shortly after they passed this contract with America, and the people who voted for the contract with America in the House knew that most of it was never going to pass the Senate. It was a big PR stunt from a guy named Newt Gingrich, who, by the way, has been working with Hillary Clinton to nationalize our medical data.
Isn't this the same guy that hates the First Amendment or something?
Yeah, he hates the First Amendment. He thinks we have to readjust our view on the First Amendment. And he's in favor of all sorts of, you know, pro-state, anti-constitutional things. As disappointing as it sounds, I don't think this is going to change anything.
Of
I don't
course
know how
not.
You feel
how
about
could it? Look at the history. I mean, the history of the federal government has been that it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every single year, more intrusive, more oppressive than it's ever been, regardless of who's in charge, whether it's Democrats or the Republicans. Nothing will change.
No, you're right. Nothing changes. In Washington State, I mean, it's too bad we didn't have just one Washington. Washington State, go to Washington, D.C., you know?
George, any other thoughts?
That's my first time calling. I never heard of you guys until today. I was going through some talk shows, and I had Rush on earlier. I was flipping through, and I heard you guys talk about some politics. I thought I'd give you guys a call.
Well, there you go. We're on every Saturday there in the area you're listening in, the Yakima area. And thank you for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate it.
And check out the website.
Yeah, freetalklive.com. Grab more archives and stuff there. 800-259-9231. Phones are loaded up. If we don't get to you this hour, hang through. We will continue an hour or two and definitely get to your call. We've got to go to Sam in Texas on the AMP line. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've called in before to talk about how the elections were kind of tampered with. Not in a way that, you know, one particular party can control the outcome of the election, but they would do things like move the voting machines out of the poorer black districts. Mm. And all of this is illustrated in that movie, American Blackout. Mm. Now, I watched a video on Google Video called Bush Election Fraud Mechanics, and it laid out basically, you remember the thing where Karl Rove had lost like 500 emails and the backup tapes were gone and they were not using the official White House email addresses, but instead the Republican parties.
I don't remember that at all. No.
Okay. Well, they were doing that, and it turns out they fat-fingered some of the addresses and sent them to .org instead of .com. So 500 of those emails have been sent off to somebody, and this guy collected all of them and turned them over to Greg Palas, who is a BBC reporter.
Mm.
Now, Greg went through all of these emails, and it turns out they were doing these things called caging lists. Well, first off, it turns out in the 2004 election, there were over 3 million votes that were thrown away. They call these spoiled votes. And if you compare African-American to white, 900% more likely that an African-American's vote was thrown away. And it's 500% more likely that a Hispanic's vote was thrown away.
And we're talking about in Florida?
No, this is nationwide.
Nationwide, okay.
And if you're a Native American, 2,000% more likely than a white man. So he dug into this further, and in these emails, they had these things called caging lists. And they looked at them, and what they were is lists of voters. And they were being marked as suspect in order to discount the vote and throw their votes away without them even knowing about it. Hmm. So in one case, there were, I think, 7,000 people registered to this one address. And it turns out this address is in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a homeless shelter. So how many fundraisers do you think they're having at this homeless shelter in Florida? Those are likely Democratic voters.
Right.
So there, in another case, they sent out hundreds of thousands of letters marked do not forward, return to sender,
to air bases, to airmen and people in the military. And when these letters came back, they were marked, you know, undeliverable. They used that as proof to turn over the to the commissions and invalidate their votes. Now, one guy was Randall Prowson. He didn't live there. His mom answered the phone. You know, he said he votes from there. Well, yeah, he does. That's because he's been shipped off to Iraq. So what Karl Rove did, and what this, what his, you know, squad of cronies has done here, is come up with a plan to eliminate the votes of the very people who they should be most listening to, the people who are putting their lives on the line for supposedly protecting America, you know, but really it's for these politicians. And these politicians are secretly throwing their votes away.
Wow. Interesting. I'd never heard those allegations before. Where did you pick up on this?
This is in a video. If you search Google for Bush election fraud mechanics, it will come up, and the guy goes through it. I believe he's the same guy that did the early American Blackout movie. And he's gone through all the statistics. He's the one that was handed the 500 Karl Rove missing emails. So this is a pretty big deal. Now, the guy who actually came up with the soldier plan, and he had emails titled African Soldier Blackout because they were targeting them by race.
Wow.
That was in the caging list, is Tim Griffin. Now, you remember when the U.S. prosecutors were all fired a while back?
Not really. No.
Yeah, yeah. The guys in the prosecutors who were dropped because they disagreed with the Bush administration.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I heard
there
some about
seven
that.
Seven of them or so that were all fired at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, the guy who sent this African Soldier Blackout email, Tim Griffin, he's now the U.S. prosecutor for Arkansas. It is illegal by their own law to target somebody by race and hope to, you know, discriminate against them and throw their vote away. And now the very guy who did that and committed a felony is now in charge of prosecuting cases.
Yeah, that's politics for you. Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Hour two is coming up. There's always something scummy going on in D.C., whether it's the Republicans or Democrats. It's all the same to me. Hour two coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology.